In an old country hall, down an old country lane, that's where I first met her, and my memories remain. As she waltzed round the floor in her blue satin dress, my poor heart beat faster with her every step. An angel from heaven, a star from above, but how could I tell her I was so much in love? So I asked her to dance on that Saturday night, and that was the start of the rest of our lives. And the crystal ball flickered upon her sweet face, and the girl that I longed for was in my embrace. Oh, please, please don't wake me from this beautiful dream. In your arms I'm in heaven, my darling Kathleen. In an old country church, down an old country lane, our families and friends gathered that day. I had nothing to offer but this small band of gold, and my love forever to have and to hold. And a crystal ball flickered upon her sweet face, and the girl that I longed for was in my embrace. Oh, please, please don't wake me from this beautiful dream. In your arms I'm in heaven, my darling Kathleen. Today our friends gather in that old church once more to say their goodbyes to the girl I adore. And if God is to grant me just one dying dream, I'll waltz around heaven with my darling Kathleen. When the crystal ball flickers upon her sweet face, and the girl, from this beautiful dream. In your arms I'm in heaven, my darling Kathleen. In your arms I'm in heaven, my darling Kathleen.
Well, earlier on the programme, Daniel was taking Kathleen home. Well, it seems that Mike Denver there, and by the way, Mike Denver is a very, very popular artist on the music scene here in Ireland, as Nathan Carter is, and abroad around the world. A very talented man he is. Mike Denver, he was singing about his darling Kathleen, how he met her at the dance. I wouldn't like to give you the impression that every girl in Ireland is called Kathleen. But there are quite a few, you know. Now, I've said it countless times on Sounds Irish that, in my opinion, I would prefer the song Danny Boy to be played as an instrumental. Now, that's coming from someone who's actually recorded the song himself. Recently, I came across this wonderful version of the song Danny Boy, and I played it on Sounds Irish, and a lot of people agreed with me. This young lady hails from New Zealand. Her name, Hayley Westenra, and she has a most clear and beautiful voice. Listen to her interpretation of the song, Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. 'tis you, 'tis you must go and I must bide. What could be
Well, friends, to me, there's only one word that describes that performance by Hayley Westerner of Danny Boy: beautiful. I have the pleasure of knowing this next gentleman. This is a friend of mine who I met way back in the 90s, and I've known him for some time, and he is a very funny man. He's a comedian, but although he started his performing career as part of a ballad group, and then I think one night one of the guitar players broke a string, and while he was fixing it, this gentleman started telling funny stories, and eventually his funny stories got more popular than his ballad singing. But he's still coming home to Ireland. He lives in America now, but he's still coming home to Ireland and packing houses wherever he comes. It's Brendan Grace. Now, I'm playing Brendan's interpretation of a song. A few moments ago, we heard Johnny McAvoy, and I've often played Johnny McAvoy's version of this song. But listen to Brendan Grace telling the poignant, sad little story of Long, Long Before Your Time.
You ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, and why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. Well, sit yourself beside me, love, and put your hand in mine, and I'll tell you all someone I loved long, long before your time. when I was just a child like you. It seems so long ago. Through fields of green we laughed and played. We sang our rhymes, you know. I know I loved her all the time, and that's why you are mine. Oh, we were young and happy then, long, long before your time. Through childhood years we laughed and played, and our love it sure did bloom. We gave each other eternal love in the church below the town. We settled in this little house. I was proud to call her mine. Oh, we were young and happy then, long, long before your time. One lovely year was all we had until the sickness came and stole the roses from her cheeks. My tears, they fell like rain. For 9 long months she carried you, but in the end she died. She chose to go that you might live long, long before your time. So you ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, and why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. It's just you look a lot like her when your eyes look into mine, and you look so much like she did long, long before your time.
A very talented man, Brendan Grace there, and Long, Long Before Your Time. This is a track that I haven't played well for a long time on the programme. To me, every time I hear it, it takes me straight to Ireland. Even if I'm living in Ireland, it gives me an Irish feel. It's a song called Róisín Dubh, or The Dark Rosaleen, and it has a wonderful Irish sound or feel about it. It's singing the praises of Róisín, Little Róisín or Rose, whatever, and it's done by a group called Seamsa Tíre. They sing it as Scéalga or in Irish. See if it does the same for you. Every time I hear it, well, if I was far away from Ireland, it would transport me back immediately.
Róisín, na bíodh brón art na cosán is, tá do fadú. Her soul, she they trill her mir. Is nick helfer, fien a spaniac ermro. Yeah. gan arge natil te diarg san spir ma fuil be gan sen ma kaga cre
Noch will shin gehuntoch erfod. Wasn't that beautiful altogether? Shim satira there and roshin do. This next track certainly rings true where Joe Bollett is concerned. Let me explain. For many years, and even today, I make a bit of a living out of singing and playing and entertaining, being a musician. I've done it since I was about 16. When I was, well, working with a band in the west of Ireland, I was joined the band about 1957 and left about 1963. We were situated in Ballina in County Mayo. The band was known as the Jack Ruan Band. Now, I'm telling you all this because recently I got an email from a listener who says, Joe, you quite often say, when I worked with the band, can you tell us a bit more about when you worked with the band? Well, I joined Jack Ruan, that was the name of the band, in 1957, and I stayed there until 1963. I was originally employed as the piano player, but then as I got more used to it and people got more used to me, I developed a bit more. I began to do a few vocals. I began to do a few arrangements for the band and do various bits and pieces. The band used to play at one-night stands up and down the country of Ireland. And then a number of times a year, maybe twice a year, we would go on a tour of the UK, the various Irish clubs and establishments in the UK. And in 1961... we did our first tour of America, all the Irish centres in some of the big cities in America. It was a wonderful experience. I met lots of people and made lots of friends. When we would be on tour, we would not play the type of music we played here at home, the pop music of the day or the big band music. We would play specifically Irish music, songs from Ireland, immigrant songs, songs of yesteryear. And on more than one occasion, it was quite moving to meet people and they would ask you, can you play The Green Glens of Antrim? Do you know Cockles and Mussels? Oh, it's my favourite song. Or can you play Mother Machree to remind me of my mother? And it was very moving, as I say, to meet these people. Here's Sean Wilson. He again is saying exactly what I've just said. The song is entitled The Tears of an Exile, and yes, it certainly brings memories back to me.
I'm one of those people who sing for a living. And music took me to the great USA. And I saw the sorrow each place that we played in. The tears of our exiles so far, far away. They say, sing us a verse of the green glens of Antrim. Do you know the words of the hills of Tyrone. Sing Galway Bay for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. From Boston to Brooklyn, from Texas to Denver, from Maine to Nebraska and to Idaho, I sang every song for the tears of an exile, a story to sing in each place that we'd go. You'd hear sing us a verse of the dear little shamrock. Do you know the tumble-down shack in Athlone? Sing, Danny boy, for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. I'm back once again on the stages of Ireland, and each town I play, I remember the time when I sang the songs for the tears of an exile. Oh, how it hurt me to leave them behind. You'd hear sing us a verse of the lakes of Killarney. Please sing lovely Leitrim or Molly Malone. Sing Skibbereen for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. I dream of the day we'll have gold in the mountains, and they can come home to old Ireland to stay. Till then, in my heart, I am thinking about them. The tears of an exile still haunts me today. They sing, can you remember the coastline of Mayo, my Donegal shore and the mountains of Moher? Please sing Bullivore for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. Please sing Crappy Boy for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home.
Tarshiva Geistert Sounds Irish, Lamisha, Joe Bullard.
With a sigh, I'll tell you how. And
and I gave this reply. When you can buy all the stars in the sky, when you can buy two blue Irish eyes, when you can purchase a fond mother's heart, then you can.
Killarney. Can't be done. No, 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 it can't be done, despite what some people have tried in the past. That was the wonderful voice of Patricia Cahill. Patricia was very, very, well, very, very popular, certainly in the 50s and 60s. Then she married and moved to live in Spain, where she lives even to this day. I got an email from her not so long ago. That was a wonderful interpretation of a very, well, famous Irish-American song. There's one or two Irish-American songs I've still got up my sleeve for the rest of the programme. But here's a story of a young man who, he was working on a farm with his father up in County Louth, smallest county in Ireland, by the way, in case you ever asked that at a quiz. And he decided he'd go to America to see his uncle in New York. I played this a couple of weeks ago, actually. It's from the Wolf Tones, song written by Liam Riley. He's the keyboard player with Bagatelle. Now, as it happens, his father's giving him advice, you know, you be careful. These lads will rip you off, that sort of thing, as fathers do, giving their time. But on the way over to New York, his uncle, who was a policeman in New York, was killed. So when he got there, he rang the father, and the father was distraught. He went back home to Dublin, this young man, sold up the farm because his father died in the meantime. And this tells the story of, well, his life and how he started off in one type of life and finished up in another. There's a wonderful line in this says, "My kids now know to use the right knife and fork." And, well, from a very humble beginnings, he becomes a policeman himself. I've told you the whole story. The Wolf Tones.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. "Take your time," said me father, "stop rushing like hell, and remember all is not what it seems to be. For there's fellas would cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and twine yourself well, and will you give this wee note to me brother?" At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a call from America said, send the lad over. And the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I've spent my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure maybe there's something you learn I'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me bags through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the Shore Parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a coal city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from a fill on the side. And all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. Then I boarded a train and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the US again. It's been 22 years since I've set foot in Dublin. Me kids know to use the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order in the streets of New York. Na na na.
Tells a good story, does it not? There, the streets of New York from the Wolf Tones. Now, many of my friends wonder why this next track appeals to me. It does. From the very first time I heard it, let me explain. I could do, and have done, if you remember, a whole programme on songs about counties in Ireland, because every county in Ireland has its own song, plus songs, and if you're from Donegal, song, 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 songs. It's the most sung about county in the country, as we've said most times. Now, I've only discovered one song from County Louth. We mentioned County Louth a few moments ago, the smallest county. But also, I've only discovered one song about a county in Northern Ireland called Fermanagh. And yes, you've guessed it. It's Anna from Fermanagh. It's sung for us by Vincent Gallagher. And it's apparently this farmer who has 40 acres and he lives in Tyrone, which is the next county. And, well, I let Vincent tell you the whole story of Anna from Fermanagh. I just like saying that.
He lived all alone in the county. He had 40 acres with cattle. As he struggled through life, with no child or no wife, life sure was one hell of a battle. So he thought he would go to our matchmaker Joe and ask about Mary McKenna. When he heard she was wed, the matchmaker said, sure there's lots of fine girls in Fermanagh. Only loves Anna from the county Fermanagh, Anna loves Tony as well. As they drove up and down, doing a lap round the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, will you take her to love and to honor? Only says for her sake, I'd swim every lake, sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. First there was Sue, she came from Belcoo. He thought it was Sue he might marry, but her father, Red Dan, disapproved of the plan, so Owen left Belcoo in a hurry. There was Maggie McPeak, she came from Baleek. He thought he would dance her and dine her, but at the disco one night, he got such a fright when her teeth shone like fine Baleek china. Goldilocks Anna from the county Fermanagh, Anna loves Tony as well. As they drove up and down, doing laps round the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, won't you take her to love and to honor? Only says for her sake, I'd swim every lake, sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. In her little white van, he was standing out there all alone. Was in Enniskillen, she said she was willing to marry this man from Tyrone. Now they both have a son, and his name is John. The girls are called Maeve and Delanna. Sure, Uncle Joe was right when he told him that night, you'll meet your sweetheart in Fermanagh. Oh, me loves Anna from the county Fermanagh, Anna loves Tony as well. As they drove up and down, doing laps round the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, when you take her to love and to honour, only says for her sake, I'd swim every lake, sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. Sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh.